Here's your money briefing for Thursday, February 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. For millions of Americans who lost their jobs due to the pandemic, it's been a painful process waiting for businesses to put up the help wanted sign. But finally, there are indications that the labor market may be turning a corner. The number of listings for available jobs has hit their highest level since before the pandemic.
Job postings, though it's reassuring to see these numbers increase, they're really only one piece of a broader labor market recovery. And we would need to see these numbers above pre-pandemic levels for quite some time to make up for the job losses that we've experienced over the past year or so.
So what kinds of businesses are seeing the most growth? Coming up, we'll call on our economics reporter, Hannah Lang, to explain why hiring in some industries is picking up faster than others. And she'll take the pulse of hiring among small businesses. That's after the break.
NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/wallstreet.
This week, the Labor Department said job openings rose to 6.6 million in December. That's an important milestone because it means that listings are now back above pre-pandemic levels. So what does that mean for the millions of unemployed Americans? And who's doing the hiring? To find out, let's bring in our economics reporter, Hannah Lang. Hannah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So no doubt this is good news, but how do the 6.6 million job openings compare to the number of people that are currently out of work?
So obviously it is good news to see the number of job openings increase, but these numbers still pale in comparison to the number of Americans that are unemployed and looking for work, which is hovering around 10.7 million in December. I spoke with the chief economist at job search site Indeed, and he pointed out that job postings, though it's reassuring to see these numbers increase, they're really only one piece of a broader labor market recovery. And we would need to see these numbers above pre-pandemic levels for quite some time to make up for the job losses that we've experienced over the past year or so.
Yeah, it certainly hasn't been a smooth climb back for the job market.
It's been a rough year for the labor market. Obviously, there was the initial shock of the outbreak in the United States last spring when we saw unemployment claims skyrocket to historic levels. And then over the summer, when some reopenings were happening, some restrictions were lifted, we saw some industries pick back up. And those industries recovered rather quickly after the initial shock and have held relatively steady over the course of the pandemic. That's industries like construction, warehousing, driving. But then we had another setback over the course of the holidays when cases rose again and restrictions were put back in place. And we saw the labor market enter what appears to be this sort of broader winter slowdown. And what I'm hearing in my reporting is that this is likely due to a number of things. You know, not only those new safety restrictions in some states, the rising case numbers that might create more fear about going out, leaving your house, going to restaurants, etc. Winter weather makes it less appealing to go window shopping or participate in other forms of economic activity. So the impressions of many economists and the small business owners that I've spoken with suggest that we're sort of undergoing this winter slowdown, this second hump that we have to overcome, and that we might have to wait until this spring to see things really turn around again with vaccine distribution and other improvements.
So what does the ramp up in job listings tell us about not only the health of the labor market, but also business optimism?
One thing to note about the job postings numbers that we saw, particularly from Indeed, is that it's not just being driven by these industries that have done relatively well over the course of the pandemic, but there's also been a pickup in high wage sectors like tech and finance. And when I spoke with the chief economist there, his impression was that really points to the fact that some companies are seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
Okay, so some of those sectors are seeing significant growth, but which areas are lagging behind?
These are sectors like leisure, hospitality, tourism, arts and entertainment, you know, the types of things that, you know, in olden days required large groups of people to pack into a confined space. And, you know, what I'm seeing and hearing is that a recovery for those sectors is pretty close to impossible as long as the virus is still circulating as quickly as it is in the United States right now. That for those sectors to recover, we will need to get the pandemic under control. And that's what I'm hearing from economists and then also from people within those spaces, and that you really can't have one without the other. Which is actually also pretty interesting historically, because most economic downturns in United States history have not had such an uneven impact across industries. But we're really seeing that disparity with the sort of fitful recovery from the pandemic.
Last thing, let's talk about the small business community. They're effectively the largest employer in the country, and it was hit pretty severely by the pandemic. What are you hearing from people in the HR field about hiring by businesses, you know, on Main Street?
Right. So for this story, I spoke with somebody who runs an HR advisory firm in New Jersey, and he works with companies from small law firms to pest control companies. He said that his clients are actually pretty optimistic about where things are going in 2021, that because smaller businesses realize revenue quicker, they're looking to ramp up their operations in advance of what they think is a broader economic recovery that's on the horizon.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal economics reporter Hannah Lang. Hannah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.